Raise your voice and give him praise, and give him praise, exalt him, magnify the Lord. Lift up your voice and honor him. Give him glory. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. In Jesus' name, we have worshiped. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Blepo. I said blepo. Yes, taking heed. We thank God for the first morning session. Hallelujah. We are grateful to God for yesterday. It was an amazing night, amazing beginning. An indication of better things to come. This dawn, the Lord blessed us. And we are made to understand that we have come on this mountain to receive instructions. Hallelujah. And every instruction is what gives way for every obstruction. Amen. Whenever we receive instructions, it makes us a high flies. Once again, in this session, we have come to receive yet another dose of instruction. Are you excited about that? Now, I want you to get yourself, embrace yourself, and buckle up, because this is going to be a long session with various moments of what? Instructions. Amen. For the first word in this session, or in this morning service, I'm privileged to have a brother in our midst, a brother in ministry. Oh, you can do it better. Hallelujah. It has not been long since we met, but ever since we met, it's like we are coming from the same lineage and the same heritage. I met him through my father, God's servant, the apostle, Samuel Inti, and he is a powerful man of God. Praise God. This is his first time of ministering with us, and it's not going to be the last. He's the head pastor of Dunamis Chapel, Kwamu, in Kumasi. Hallelujah. And he's been in ministry for many, many, many years. You know, when you say like 10 years, we are talking about full time. But for some of us, we started ministering right at the age of 5. Yes, I told you before. But then he has a lot of experience, and he's been in church administration, church ministry for a long time. Hallelujah. He's a married man, and he's blessed with like myself. Although, praise God. In fact, praise God. This morning, I'm blessed and privileged on our first session, on our first word, to invite Reverend Enoch Edusei to come and share with us the word of. Come on, let's celebrate him. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I think we can do a better one for the Lord Jesus. Do a better one for the Lord, for the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. It is a great blessing to be here this morning to share fellowship with great people of God. Amen. I want us to celebrate the servant of the Lord, the bishop. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In this life, association is very important. Who you associate yourself with will determine how your future will be. And I want to thank God for this association, this connection. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. When, you know, the Bible says that in the last days, the heart of many will wax cold. So when you meet people who have heart for God, you know that you are in a safe place. And I want to celebrate the servant of the Lord for his heart for the Lord. So amazing. So amazing. So amazing. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop, for the invitation. It's something I don't take for granted. Mommy, God also bless you. God bless you. I appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm blessed to be ministering to all these wonderful people. Great people of God. Great people of God. Great people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we read our scripture? The theme scripture is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 17. I know by now we have memorized it. Hallelujah. And I want all of you to help me read this scripture together as a body of Christ. Let's read together. Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Father, thank you that you will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, you may be comfortably seated. What a great blessing. This morning, quickly to the word of the Lord, I am looking at the topic, dedication, understanding the wonders of dedication. Understanding the wonders of dedication. Understanding the wonders of dedication. And our objectives for this study will be set as follows. We will first know what dedication is. Then we will move on to the implications of dedication. In other words, when we say dedication, what does it imply? So we'll look at what dedication is. Then we'll look at the implications of dedication. Then finally, we will end with the benefits or the wonders of dedication. The benefits or the wonders of dedication. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, the Bible says that, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God, so that I might finish my course with joy. I pray for somebody here. Whatever God has assigned you to do, you will finish it in Jesus' name. In the coming year, you will finish every assignment in the name of Jesus. You can change the course of your life by your dedication. So our main focus this morning is to look at dedication. And what we are saying is that you can change the course of your life by dedication. The tiniest seed has the potential to becoming a great tree. The same way that a believer has the potential to greatness by the seed of dedication. When a believer is dedicated, he can become great in any area of life. Somebody shout amen. Daniel became dedicated and he was great. Abraham dedicated, he was great. There is greatness associated with dedication. And that is why I know that God is going to continue to make us great in the name of Jesus. Now, please understand this. In Joshua 24, verse 15, I want you to understand that dedication is not a gift. It is a choice. Dedication is not something that the Spirit imparts into you. It's something you decide. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Dedication is not a gift, it is a choice. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether you will serve the God of your fathers that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We shall serve the Lord. May it be known of you, said of you, that you and your house, you serve the Lord. May it be said of you that you were dedicated to the house of the Lord. Somebody shout amen. Serving God's interest is not a gift. It is a choice. It is a decision. It is a decision. And I want somebody to make that decision today, that I will sow my life for the kingdom of God. I will give myself for the kingdom of God. Somebody shout amen. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. We see a similar scripture there. Please don't forget this. It is a choice we have to make. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I call heaven and earth to bear record of this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Choose life. And so, choosing life is choosing the place of dedication. Now, so what is dedication? Number one, dedication is total commitment to God and His kingdom. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. Dedication is total commitment to God. Total commitment. Releasing all of yourself for the kingdom of God and for God. Total commitment to God and His kingdom. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. In other words, if I am alive, the main reason why I'm alive is because of Christ. The main reason why I am surviving is to bring joy to Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21. Number two, what is dedication? Dedication is being sold out to God and to the advancement of His kingdom. Being sold out. Being sold out to God, to the advancement of His kingdom. As you are alive, your main aim is to see the church of God move on. Your agenda is to see the department, whatever you are handling in church, move on. Is to see, you see, dedication will cause that nothing dies in your hand. Somebody shout amen. They put you in charge of a ministry and you move it from one level of glory to another level of glory. That shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are committed to do, you see to its advancement, not its death. You see to its reproduction, its growth. May this grace come upon somebody in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 2 verse 49. They were looking for Jesus. They asked him, where have you been? He said, I wist you not. Are you not aware that I must be about my Father's business? In other words, I have taken this work so serious that to me, it is profit and loss. And that is all business is about. Profit and loss, profit and loss. And in the kingdom of God, the profit is souls. The profit is the advancement of the lives and destinies of men. And as we are sitting here today, there are destinies that have been handed over to us. It is not only to the person that preaches. The person that arranges the chairs, destinies of men are in your hands. The person that does the projection, the person that does the singing. I want you to understand that God has called us and committed unto us the ministry. The grace and the ability and the will of God for us to minister unto the souls that will be saved and have been saved by Jesus. You will not fail God in the name of Jesus. You will not fail yourself in the name of Jesus. You will not fail your pastor in the name of Jesus. And you will not fail your generation in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout a louder amen. Amen. What is dedication? Number three. Dedication is serving God without reservation. Serving God without reservation. Matthew 22 verse 37 to 38. Matthew 22 verse 37 to 38. Serving God without reservation. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. You shall love God with every part of you. You don't serve God only with your strength and your money is not given to God. You don't serve God with your intelligence and you say that as for me, I can't use my strength. Every part of you is given out. Your money is given out. Your strength is given out. Your intelligence is given out. Somebody shout amen. Amen. We will not use our intelligence only to build the pyramids of Egypt. But we will use our intelligence to build the kingdom of God. Somebody shout amen. Amen.
The world is looking for the qualified people. The world is looking for the intelligent ones. The world is looking for people who can do well. And so the church seems to be suffering. But I see a new generation rising where great people, people that are blessed by God intellectually, people that are blessed by God with their heart, will rise up into the kingdom of God. You are part of those people. Shout amen. I said shout amen.
You know, when you go to most of our companies, at the front desk, they've intentionally positioned somebody that can reduce your sweat. When you see the smile of that lady sitting by the desk, so if you want to say nonsense, you can't. By the grace of God, the beautiful girls have stopped moving to the clubs. They have started moving to the churches.
Somebody shout amen.
And we will use everything we have at our disposal to push the kingdom of God. If it is skill God has given you, use it in the church. If it is money, use it in the church. If it is beauty, use it in the church. Whatever he has given you, be dedicated to the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Somebody shout amen.
Now, quickly, what are the implications of dedication? Number one, the implication of dedication. Dedication implies unconditional commitment to God. Unconditional commitment to God. Job chapter 13, verse 15. Unconditional commitment to God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. If your dedication to God depends on what he has, what he does, or what he does not do, you have not started. Father, I need a wife. And so, as the wife has not come, you are not dedicated. I need a job. As long as the job has not come, you are not. Your dedication to God should be unconditional. In other words, whether he does it or not, I will still be sold out to him. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Yet will I praise him.
Listen to me. In this work, it's not every time that things will go the way you have planned it. Because he said, I know the thoughts that I have concerning you. So sometimes you are thinking a particular way, but he knows the thoughts.
It is for you to come to the place where you tell yourself, no matter what happens, I will serve the Lord.
May somebody receive that grace in the name of Jesus. I said receive that grace in the name of Jesus.
In Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to 18. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to 18. We see Daniel and their three friends. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They answered to the king. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. Let's go to verse 17. If it be so, our God we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand. Nevertheless, go to verse 18. But even if God does not deliver us, I want you to know, O king, we will not serve you. We will not serve thy idols. If God delivers us, praise be to God. If God does not, we will not. We will not bow. That should be the confession of somebody. That is rugged dedication. That is no matter the condition of my life, I am still in church. No matter the condition of my life, I am still serving God. Somebody shout amen. Make up your mind. We said dedication is a choice. It is a choice. No matter what happens, I will serve the Lord. Let people be amazed by your life. They look at you. Is it not you that have lost your job and you are still working in church like that? May your life become a thesis for somebody to study.
Somebody shout amen. Amen.
Committed to God without reservation. When I have money, I will serve. When I don't have money, I will serve. When I have the child, I will serve. When I don't have the child, I will serve. When I have the job, I will serve. When I don't have the job, I will serve. That is commitment, commitment, commitment to the kingdom of God.
Somebody is receiving that grace in the name of Jesus.
Recently, Dr. Paul in HL went to Shiloh.
And he said he was privileged to meet a billionaire who is an usher. The wife is in the choir. Billionaire. It is going to be happening in our church. I said it will be happening in the name of Jesus. We are nobodies, we serve. When God blesses us, we still serve. We are still submissive. We still see our pastor and bow. Not because of money, because we have revelation. May the Lord give us this grace in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen.
Don't let it be said. You know, one day I preached a sermon, God's mistake. You know, the truth of the matter is, God can never make a mistake. But there are some of us that when the blessings of the Lord come, that blessing becomes a snare for us. You cried for the job. Now you have the job. You have left the work of the church. We call you. You don't even answer. You have taken the job upon your head. That miracle has become a disaster in your life. You were praying for a child. Now God has given you a child. You don't come to rehearsal again. Because of the child. Why? My child was crying. I had to prepare for my child. That blessing has become a limitation. May it never be so in Jesus' name. When the blessing of the Lord is turned into a curse. But God's expectation is that when he blesses us, we will not change. It will even increase our dedication to him. You wanted marriage? Many of the young ladies are crying for marriage. After marriage, they will call you, I can't make it for rehearsal. My husband wants to eat fufu. When we have a meeting after church, she will just rush out of the church. Why? My husband is waiting for her, for his fufu. As for my husband and his Sunday fufu, he doesn't joke at all. Hey! The blessing of marriage is now affecting your work for God. I want somebody to pray that, Father, don't let any blessing turn into a curse in my life. Don't let any blessing, listen, any blessing that will turn your heart away from God, pray that God will not allow that blessing into your life. Any blessing that will shift my attention from God, may I never encounter that blessing. I want to hear a louder amen. I want to hear a louder amen. That grace is released in the name of Jesus. Number two, what is the implication of dedication? Dedication implies taking sides with God, the views of others notwithstanding. Taking sides with God, the views of others notwithstanding. Exodus 32:26. Dedication implies taking sides with God, the views of others notwithstanding. When you are dedicated, it doesn't matter what other people think. Why have you taken this church thing so serious? Christmas, why don't you go and enjoy? What are you doing here? Ha! People are pounding fufu as early as 8 a.m. You are here in t-shirt taking notes. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Dedication is when people will talk. But if it is against your commitment to God, let that talking become nonsense. Let everybody, freedom of speech. Everybody can talk. But it's not everything I have to listen to. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Oh, I say shout amen. The Moses stood in the gate of the camp. Today, Bishop is standing at the gate of the camp and saying, who is on the Lord's side? It takes sacrifice to do anything meaningful for the kingdom. This gospel that is not talking about sacrifice is no gospel at all. Jesus came, he sacrificed himself to prove to us that the gospel he is leading us is a gospel of sacrifice. Sacrifice. You see, there are two sides of the gospel. The cross. One side tells us what Jesus came to do. The sacrifice he made. The other side tells us what we have to do. The church is only asking for what he did and the benefits we have received. So God, give me. God, give me. Another part is, God, I give you.
God, I give you. God, I give you. That is the other side of the gospel. From today, you want you to understand. Ask yourself, what are you giving to God? Now, can I say this? If you walk with God, you will have to lose something. Let no man trouble me. Galatians 6:17. I bear in my body the marks of Christ. Paul said, listen, I have things to show that I have followed this Jesus. In your walk with God, as you are a church worker, there is something you will lose. If you have not lost anything for God, get ready for it. This message is for you, preparing you for something you have to lose. You must lose in order to gain. You must lose in order to gain. You must lose in order to gain. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. You know, John Wesley, his leg was straight like normal. Assignment of God required that he would ride horse. He rode till his legs became bow-legged. At a matured age, according to the little science we know, it's only a baby that can have a change in bone. When you mature to a certain level, there is ossification of your bones. But he was old, but his dedication to God, every time riding, he became bow-legged. That is his mark. What have you gone through because of your work for God? What have you gone through because of your dedication? Dedication is being sold out. No matter what others are saying, that is your desire. May nobody be able to change your heart towards God. May your heart towards God never be changed. Somebody shout amen. There was this missionary, Elizabeth and Ike. I've forgotten the surname. These people, the guy, the husband, they met in the university around 1956. And then they loved each other. They got married after school. And then the husband was able to convince four friends that let us travel to Ecuador and let us go and preach to the Oka Ecuador, the Oka Indians. These were people that have never received the gospel before. The man went there together with his four friends. And in 1956, the Oka Indians caught the man and killed him, including his four friends. As if that was not all, the wife, after hearing that the husband had been killed by these people that don't know Jesus, and we have come to share the gospel with you, you have killed my husband. The wife packaged all her things from England, moved to that same place, lived in the midst of the people, preached to them until they received the gospel of Jesus. Something small, you say, I won't work again. Something small, I won't do this work again. Somebody say something, you are angry. I won't work again. Listen, it is your ability to withstand what comes to you, the pressures that makes you dedicated. No matter what happens in the coming year, don't leave your position. Don't leave your workplace. Don't leave the job that has been handed over to you. Somebody shout amen. I said shout amen. Come to that place. Number three, what is the implication of dedication? Number three, dedication implies a relationship with God where nothing or nobody is allowed to come in between. Nothing, including your girlfriend. Nothing, including your boyfriend. Nothing is able to come between you and your relationship with God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. In your relationship with God, please understand that you must be ready to give up any relationship that comes between you and your God. As a matter of fact, when we read Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 22, we are talking about the works of the flesh. You know, idolatry is, an idol is anything that stands between you and God. Anything that has the capacity to take you, to take your attention off God, is your idol. So you don't have an idol like your great-grandfathers used to have. But your idol is something that is maybe a human being in your life. When the person calls you, and you are at the back of the computer doing projection, you need to step out and take the call. That person has become an idol. When you receive the person's call, you begin to shake. Am I talking to some men here? You are in prayer. Every other call you don't pick. When that call comes, you say, God, you understand? You pick the call. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Yes. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, you talk. When you finish, you are pause the prayer like a movie and you are continuing the prayer. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Dedication is when nobody, no other relationship stands between you and your relationship with God. That is dedication. You know, sometimes when you go, sometimes in our churches, one person becomes offended and bitter about something, and the person is able to convince his friend or her friend to also borrow the fight. Borrowed fight. Some people can even fight and they don't even know the reason they are fighting. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like a group of people. Everybody is running and the person also saw them coming. He started running. He ran and they were not stopping. So he said, why are you running? The other person said, me too, I don't know. Why are you running? Listen, don't fight a fight that you don't understand. Oh, the choir leader didn't talk to me well. It was just a key, I shifted it. And she spoke to me anyhow. Who does she think she is? Mabel, what do you think? I said, me too. Me, I've seen it already, but I have not said it. Borrowed fight. Don't be involved in a fight that you cannot win. There are some battles in life you cannot win. It is the wisdom of God. You see, in the book of Luke, when Jesus was born, Herod wanted to come after Jesus. God came to Joseph. He said, carry the child. Run. Ha! Is it not God Almighty we are talking about? Is it not the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Why is he now saying run? When God can smite Herod within seconds, yet he says run. That is the wisdom of not fighting every battle. It is not every battle we fight. There are some battles it is better left on foot. Somebody shout amen. It is the wisdom of God. For example, fighting your pastor. There are some battles you can never win. Hey! Have you not heard of Aaron and Miriam? Have you not heard Numbers chapter 12? They were just there. They said, why is this that this Moses, he thinks he's the holy prophet. And Moses was not there. Maybe Moses was busy somewhere. And God appeared to Moses. He said, Moses, I have a meeting with you, Aaron and Miriam. Meet me in the tabernacle. Now. Moses said, what is wrong? God said, meet me now. So they met. And when they met, they stood there. Then the presence of the Lord, the Shekinah glory, appeared at the gate. In other words, nobody lives here. Everybody is inside. Then God now begins to talk. The two of you, were you not afraid that you spoke to my servant like that, about him like that? Then Moses said, oh, really? They were talking about me. God says, yes, they were talking about you. He says, when I speak to any other prophet, I speak in dreams and visions. In other words, God is saying that there is every man of God and my dealings with him. If there are certain things you will never understand, accept. There are certain things that does not have to come and explain. This is the reason why we are doing a camp at this time, and because it is the only time, God, he will talk. Why? You don't understand. Just flow. Just flow. Tell somebody, just flow. Just flow. Just flow. Say, Moses, why is it? Why are you talking against Moses like that? God said, were you not afraid? Were you not? Moses is just a man like Aaron and Miriam. Miriam was also a prophetess. Aaron was a priest. Wow, what an anointing that was upon them. God said, were you not afraid? It doesn't matter your anointing. When God puts a man in a position, he is the most anointed. Somebody shout amen. I say shout amen. Let me tell you this. You cannot say you are dedicated to God, you cannot see. When you are not dedicated to your pastor, you can see. Is it not in the Bible? How can you say you love God, whom you can't see, and you don't love man, whom you can't see? Is somebody listening to what I'm talking about? God said, because of this, leprosy on Miriam. Aaron was wearing the priestly garment, so the leprosy didn't come, not knowing that the spirit of catharism was following him. Tell your neighbor, catharism. It followed Aaron for years, until the day that Aaron removed the priestly garment. He removed it, then, not knowing that for years the spirit has been following, it affected him. Some of us, the reason why certain things do not come around us is because of a covering that you have. Because of somebody that is praying for you, standing by you, and so you don't see even the evil appearing. That is why you have to thank God for the unseen. Unseen miracle, they are more powerful. Something God delivered you from that you are not even aware. You are thanking him for that. And sometimes it's because somebody is praying for you. Somebody is interceding for you. So you must learn to be dedicated. Dedicated to God, dedicated to your pastor. I am not ashamed to say that. I tell the church, your commitment first of all must be to God. From there, as far as this church is concerned, be committed to the servant that is set over the house. If you want to do well, receive that grace in Jesus' name. I said, receive that grace in the name of Jesus. What does dedication imply? Number four, dedication implies absolute ownership of one's life by God. Absolute ownership of one's life by God. Absolute ownership of one's life by God. Genesis 14, 19. Absolute ownership. God owns your money. He owns your talent. He owns your wife. He owns your husband. He owns your children. He owns your house. He owns your car. There is nothing that you can say you own on your own. What is it that you have that you did not receive? Why do you behave as if you did not receive it? That is what the Bible said. Everything you have is a gift from God. So the Bible says in James 1:17, it says, every good and perfect gift cometh from where? It doesn't come from man. It comes from who? God. God is above. Everything you have comes from God. And so you must be willing to give everything to God. You know, that is what the Bible says. I think Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. It says that no man can serve two masters. One of the greatest things that can stand our way, that we can, for that one, we can't give it to God, is money. Money. I will give God my strength. I will give God everything, but for money. So Jesus said that no man can serve two masters. I was thinking Jesus is going to talk about God and Satan. But he said no man can serve God and mammon, money. In other words, money is a god that seemed to be stronger than the devil. Money does not come with horns, but it is a great god. Listen, many people's dedicated are thwarted because of money. Nothing is yours. Everything belongs to God. Let me ask you this. One of the most difficult things to do in church is not worship. It's not receiving the word. It is offering. But we must be willing to say that everything belongs to God. Listen, it is. We need wise people. We need people who can sit behind the computer. Not wise per se, but I mean, we need people who know, who have knowledge about certain things. Some of us, our knowledge is to welcome people to church. Your smile alone can reduce somebody's burden to nothing. You stand at the gate and then the person's wahala leaves. just by your smile. Are you not also doing the work of God? Are you not also preaching the gospel of Jesus? The gospel is not in word only. The gospel is also indeed action and in power demonstration. So God wants us to demonstrate the gospel of Jesus. Whatever you have, use it for the advancement of the gospel. Somebody shout amen. The car you have, God didn't give it to you so that you enjoy with your family alone. How can you have a car, only you and your wife at the front, the back is empty, and you are coming to church? No, some souls have to sit at the back. Say amen. Amen. We know that you bought it with your money, but the strength that you used to work came from God. It is God that has blessed you, not yourself. So use, you see, we are supposed to be channels of blessing, not containers of blessing. Anyone who contains the blessings of God cuts the source. When you become a channel, God always keeps giving so that you can bless others. Somebody shout amen. Every blessing you have, don't marry and think that your wife is your personal property. Release your wife to sing. Release your wife to work. Release your wife to do something for God. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Some of the ladies, once they marry you, no lady talks to you in church again. No, you are for them. You are for them. Why are you talking to her the way the lady was talking to you? I know the types of ladies you like. When I saw her, something moved in my heart. When you go to church, please discipline yourself. Don't talk with any lady at all. I will be watching you. I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you. Tell somebody, God have mercy. God have mercy. You married him. You married him. But he is not for only you. Learn to share so that God will bless you. Somebody shout amen. Shout amen. Everything you have is not for only you. It is for God also. Learn to share it with God. Learn to share it with God. Tell somebody, share, 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 share. Say amen. The money you have is not for you only. It's not for your children's school fees only. We have come for camp. The truth of the matter is, some people might not have money here. Locate such people and tell them that in the night, maybe I will sort you. Your dinner is on me. Shout amen. Please. If you are fasting, it does not apply. If you are fasting, it does not apply. You break in the evening. Yes. So tell somebody that, listen, don't go and ask, Charlie, now we'll scare my brother. If you want to give, you will give. There are some people, they want to see you in need before they help you. You saw your pastor wearing nice spectacle. Now you don't give him seed again. No, so there are pastors, they can't show their blessing. Because once they show it, some people will not even bless them again. Sikaba pastor. Sikaba no. Shesha neire hu ya fefe. Oniska go to me or to be packaging as her. Christmas, instead of taking a seat for your pastor, you look at your pastor and say, Neniji no hondo do onihao. 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 Catch a dot and say, Nyami home mobile. Nyami home mobile. Catch a dot to a chino. Catch a say, whoa, Nyami home mobile. Hallelujah. Can we close with this? What are the benefits of dedication? What are the wonders of dedication, benefits of dedication? Number one, dedication leads to mastery. Dedication leads to mastery. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. Dedication leads to mastery. We are closing soon, so please pay attention. The more dedicated you are, the more you gain mastery.
Whatever mastery, master, to master something. To master something.
That's feeling the wild style. To master something. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. Everybody here, there is a gift God has given to you. There is an ability God has given us diverse gifts, diverse operations. Some of us, it is to serve. You know that serving, ministry is a gift. Serving other people, serving people is a gift. Playing instrument is a gift. Projecting is a gift. Whatever you are doing is a gift. Paul is saying that, neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given to thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. You have received a gift from God. And so Paul said that when you receive a gift, this is what you must do. There are some of you, maybe you're not even doing any particular thing, but there is something that God has given to you. Say amen. Some 3 weeks ago, one of the ladies in the church came to me. He said, I want to do something for God. I don't know what I can do. The point is that you can do something. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I told her, go and come back, but you will do something. I was busy then. She came back, she said, I feel like I want to do poetry. I want to, they recite like rhyming and all that. Spoken word, yes. She said, I feel like I can do it. I said, go and do it. I searched for spoken word. I gave it to her. I said, memorize it, memorize the spirit of it. Yesterday, after church, she came. We were there with some pastors. I said, tell us, do it for us. And I was amazed. There are a lot of things you can do to put the kingdom of God. You can take care of children. Do it with all your heart. Be dedicated to that thing. And Paul said, neglect not that gift which is in thee. Go to verse 15. When you get that gift, meditate upon it. In other words, give thyself to the gift. When you are a projection, when you are a technical man, give yourself to it. Not that only Sundays that you do projection. Throughout the week, think about your work. You are a chorister, think about it. Be dedicated to it. Which people is God now using in the singing, in the singing industry? Where are they? What do they do? Go to people like Oyika and Tansen. Look at this. Look, what do they do? One day I was listening to him. He said that when he went to minister in the Rock Church, they asked him, what is your secret? He said, my secret is I stay. So you listen to such and you say that if he is getting, then as the leader of the choir, I must also stay. That is dedicating yourself to the assignment that has been given to you in this church. Then whatever you are handling in the church, tell yourself, I will become a master in that area. One day, Bishop Dak traveled to South Africa, pastor's conference. And as he was preaching, somebody was doing the projection. Then he preached and he started smiling. He says, I know this is, he mentioned the name. Not knowing that he traveled with a person from Ghana to South Africa. Because by the time he goes, before he gives the scripture, the person has projected it. He moves with the person everywhere he goes. He has his keyboardist, he has his singer, he has his projecting guy. Who thought that projection can take you to around the world? Dedication has made him a master. When you become dedicated, you become mastered. Somebody shout amen. There are some people here, your pastor will start moving around. He has no choice than to move with you. Because you have been dedicated to your work so much that when you are not around him, his ministration is not efficient. You lift up your voice and the atmosphere changes. When you are not in church, your pastor becomes affected. That is mastery. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Go to the net. Don't use the net only for Facebook and WhatsApp and all that. Use it to empower yourself. It is a sign of dedication. How do I train my voice? Train your voice in your own room. Read about it. Learn about it. Give yourself to it. How do I serve my pastor? There is somebody that I know whose call is to serve the pastor. Ask yourself, who are the greatest people that have served pastors? Read about them. Listen to what they say and put it into practice. You gain mastery in that field. Dedication makes you a master. I don't know what you are doing in this church, but whatever you will do, whatever you'll be assigned to do, don't say, I cannot do it. I cannot is the language of laziness. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the Holy Spirit can empower you to do everything. Say amen. Amen. Whatever you be assigned to do, lift up your hand and say, I can do it. Some of the men say, I can do it. If it is singing, say, I will do it. If it is ushering, say, I will do it. If it is children ministry, say, I will do it. Even keyboard, say, I will do it. Believe that whatever you are directed to, you are able to do it. Receive the grace for mastery in the name of Jesus. Number two, dedication leads to fruitfulness. When you are dedicated, you become fruitful. John 15, 5. Whatever you are doing, it begins to multiply. As we enter into the coming year, whatever you are doing in church, may you multiply. May the number of people in the choir multiply. Number of people in the protocol, ushering, multiply. Number of people in your department, may it multiply. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? If you are only two or three, you have to get more people so that when you are indisposed, the place will not be left vacant. Fruitfulness, when you are dedicated to something, you become fruitful. Whatever you are doing, be dedicated to it. You will see fruitfulness. In the coming year, your end will be greater than your beginning. Your end will be greater than your beginning. The same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Be dedicated to God. Be connected to God. And ensure that whatever you are doing multiplies. Be sold out to the thing. Don't only do it on church days. Don't let the work you are doing come in your mind when it is a church day. Think about it day and night. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself unto it, that thy profiting might appear unto all. When you give yourself to it, people will see your impact. That is what the Bible is saying. Everybody will know that this person is exceptional. You will become exceptional in the name of Jesus. I said you will become exceptional in the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 to 9. 7 minutes more as we close. Listen. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 to 9. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, if you sow to your inner man, when you become dedicated to God, to the kingdom of God, you reap, you see blessings. I see you receiving the blessings of God. Somebody shout amen. When you become dedicated, it shows. Your dedication will make it show. You will not become just anybody in the church. You will stand out. Somebody shout amen. You will stand out in the name of Jesus. When you are dedicated, one of the things that happen is that you think about the work. Think about it. Is there something in the church that must be done? There are some of us that we don't, when we see a fan not working, we should be concerned. When we see a light bulb in the church not working, we should be involved. We should be concerned. There is something you see in the church. You don't let your pastor or your leader come and say it. You are involved. Your heart is connected to the church. When something is not going on right, there is something in your heart that moves. Why? Because you are dedicated to the church. May your heart be dedicated to the church. May your heart be dedicated to the church. When you think about your work, one thing will happen. You begin to hear the voice of God that will empower that work to increase. Isaiah 30, 21. Then you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. You will need one voice from God to change the thing that you are doing for God. One direction from God can change everything. So in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, look at this. He said, if you pray and fast and you are seeking God, if you call upon me, I will do what? I will answer you. In what way? I will show you great and mighty things. One of the ways God answers our prayer is by showing us great and mighty things. When you pray, God begins to give you things in dreams, in visions. God begins to speak to you. When you become dedicated, God begins to direct you. Receive the spirit of dedication in Jesus' name. I close with this. Dedication leads to elevation and promotion. Dedication leads to elevation and promotion. When you are dedicated, you become elevated. When you are dedicated, you become promoted.
You move from one level of glory to another level of glory. Somebody shout amen. Psalm 89 verse 19 to 20. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 to 8. Psalm 75 verse 7. Let's read that one. Psalm 75 verse 7. When you become dedicated, you are elevated. You are promoted. It will happen the same way wherever you find yourself. Anything you give, you dedicate yourself to, you become promoted in that area. This year and the year that is ahead of us, may you become dedicated to God. And as you become dedicated to God, may the Lord promote you. May the Lord elevate you. May the Lord enlarge you. Somebody shout amen. But God is a judge. He putted one down and he stepped up another. As you become dedicated, may the Lord take you up. May the Lord take you up. In the name of Jesus. Now I close with this. What is the summary of dedication? The summary of dedication. I'm summarizing everything in 6 points that we... Number one, addiction. That means that you cannot do without God. Number two, consecration. Dedication means you are set apart for God. Addiction, consecration, devotion, submission, donation, affection. I know you are writing it. Addiction, consecration, devotion, submission, donation, and affection. Where affection is, your heart goes out for God and for the work that you are doing. From today, receive the grace to be addicted to God. Receive the grace to be consecrated unto the Lord. The grace to be devoted to God. The grace to be submitted to God. The grace to be donated to God. And the grace to be affected positively towards God. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. The Lord bless you.